USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
All you could see was water and wind, and it was very loud winds. You can't really figure out what's going on out there. And later I saw the rescue squad.
Florence, now a tropical storm, and at least five people have been killed, including a mother and her baby, when a massive tree blew over in the whipping wind and crushed their house in Wilmington, North Carolina.
They had some old trees behind the house back there. It was only a matter of time for one of them to give, but you can't really predict any of that part.
Adam Sparks lives on the street.
I noticed that they were battening down and stocking up for the storm ahead, just like most of us were. It's sad, something like that happened to a neighbor.
In the town of New Bern, North Carolina, many had to be rescued from rising floodwater, the result of storm surge.
We didn't think it would get that bad. I mean, the water's coming from the yard before, but not up into the house.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin. And I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
Continuing now our coverage of Florence, in Brunswick County, North Carolina, four people under arrest in connection with break-ins. The sheriff, John Ingram, says he wants to send a message to the criminal element looking for an opportunity to steal that we're going to do everything within our power to be very vigilant.
Unfortunately, we just have these people that look for these opportunities, and I'm just like, you know, the rest of the citizens of the county. I'm just sick of it. It is something that really bothers me that people would look for an opportunity like this at all times when we should be coming together.
Ingram telling reporters ahead of the storm he made sure there was adequate space in the jail.
Naturally, you'll have individuals that will try to look for opportunities to prey upon people when they're at their most vulnerable.
The sheriff's office tweeting, "Attention, we have detained several individuals for felony breaking and entering. For anyone looking to take advantage of vulnerabilities during this storm, be advised, deputies are still on duty. You will be arrested!" Exclamation point. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
In Dallas, Texas, a mother speaking out against the police officer who killed her son. USA Radio's Rick Vincent reports.
The mother of both of them, Shem Jean, demanded Friday that Officer Amber Geiger, whom she called the devil, be fired from the Dallas Police Department for fatally shooting her son in his apartment. And she blasted police for revealing they found 10 grams of marijuana in his apartment.
So his son smeared in such a way, I think shows that they're persons who are really nasty, who are really dirty, and are going to cover up for the devil, Amber Geiger.
Family attorney Lee Merritt says Geiger should not be a Dallas police officer.
Understand whether the charge is manslaughter as it currently stands, or if it eventually goes to where it ought to be, which is murder. The city of Dallas needs to send out a message that there's no place for a woman like that on the police force.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Folks in Australia tossing their strawberries.
Australian authorities are warning its citizens against eating certain brands of strawberries after some have been found to contain hidden sewing needles inside. The needle scare started with the Berry Obsession, Berrylicious, and Donnybrook brands, but it has expanded to include three more, Love Berry, Delightful Strawberries, and Oasis brand. All strawberries, regardless of the brand, should be cut before they're eaten. It's unclear exactly how many strawberries have been compromised. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.